Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. I'll be your host tonight, David Krennan, and we actually have a new player joining us, Mr. Tom Fonz. You might know him from Crit Juice, where he plays the Dragonborn Gub. If not, buckle your seatbelts, because he's a great player. And that's about it, so let's get right into it. Here we go! Dealt your cards, and you start like surreptitiously like altering their frequency slightly, however you would do that, tapping the side of the card.
Nothing.
Okay, roll it up.
A dial in the hips.
No despair.
Whoa.
No
despair.
Wow.
4, 5. Wait. Or no, I didn't have a green. I was at 5 to 6. 3 successes and 1 advantage.
Okay, and then roll your
So it takes away 2 of my successes?
2 successes.
To go away. So I have 1 success and 1 advantage.
All right, so I add an extra green. So I'm going to use one of my dark side points to upgrade my hand with another green. That was mine. Give me 1 success and 3 advantage. And then the fate die. Let me see how good my fate is.
Wait a minute.
Oh, dear. That cancels out his 1 success and his 1... thinks he only had 2 advantage.
Oh, ooh. My.
Oh, my. I bust. Well played. All right. The Jawa gets to try his luck. So the Jawa rolls 2 successes and a threat, but his dark side point on his fate roll wipes out 1 of those successes, leaving him with 1 success and a threat.
Well, put some Cisco on.
You should never agree to gamble with me, sir. I once bankrupted the Central Bank of Tatooine. Why do you think they have slavery there now?
So you guys, the advantages actually don't factor into the successes. So you guys tied, splitting the pot, basically.
That's fine.
Which is great. It means you get 5,000 credits of Gippies, basically.
Right. I'll give it back to him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Very generous of you. They lose their share, whatever. Oh, dear. The child's going, nah! No! Oh, I don't think this game is over yet, says Lucky Day.
No, it's not. You still have more money for me to take.
Exactly right. Very well. Another hand, they say, and the second hand is being dealt out to you guys. Go ahead, roll your hands up real quick for you two guys. Yeah, and this time I'm going to expend a dark side point for each of you. To upgrade a purple into a red. No despair. That's good. Okay, Gippy, you are dealt your cards. You see you've got the Queen of Air and Darkness transforms into the whatever the negative of that is, resulting in what?
I got 3 successes and 2 advantage.
And then over here,
Dan. I as well got 2 advantage.
No successes?
No successes.
Okay, so you'll lose your share on that. You've netted like, so that was 3 successes. So you've netted an additional 10,000 credits.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
With the game.
You're probably down like 5,000 credits at this point.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, very well. So we'll say a few hands get played over time. And finally goes, Gippy Bindu, I'm afraid I can't keep playing this game anymore. You've won. And the Jawa's going,
no. Yes. I've won. I knew I would.
The Rodian is yours. Gippy, I'm going to have to award you 2 experience points.
Ah.
1 to keep, 1 handout.
All right, well, I think I'm going to hand the other one to my fellow Sabacc player.
Ooh. Okay, so you guys each get an XP point. Here's the GM intrusion. The Rodian squirms out of the grip of the 2 Gamorreans who have been holding him kind of flush against back behind the table against the railings. He was still kind of holding it. Or was down on the ground next to him, basically. But the Gamorreans had him. Using his like Rodian-like reptile dexterity, squirms out of his grip. Snatches up the briefcase. The 2 guards go to move. And then the Rodian snaps open the briefcase. Inside you can see the artifact.
Yay!
Laying there in like a nice beautiful foam thing. And sitting right next to that, in its own little socket, a thermal detonator.
Oh!
Just sitting there. Just like,
turning a thermal detonator!
Yeah, sorry. The Rodian snatches it out and holds it above his head. And goes... He's standing, like, right against the railing. He's holding the thing tightly in his other...
It was Speak Chipmunk?
He's speaking Rurian for shoot him in the face.
As soon as he holds it up, people on the floor everywhere go, yeah, and someone says, he's got a thermal detonator! Let me do that again. He's got a thermal detonator! Thank you. Much better.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent.
Thermal detonator up in the air, which you guys know would just is just crazy damage. Just blows the hell out of everybody in a giant radius. They go, which in Sean Connery voice would be like, this thermal detonator will blow this entire place into rubble. Now, if you do exactly as I say, no one will get hurt. And he starts, like, slowly backing away.
Has he activated it?
Yeah, you see a little blinking light on there. It has a dead man's trigger. If it falls out of my hands, this whole place is going up. And he's going, so again, sounds to you guys like,
did anyone catch that? Why haven't you murdered him?
No one. Oh, no one moved. Do as he says, at least until he gets outside. Yes. That'll be backing away slowly. Do you guys make any moves?
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm, just watching him?
Yep. So I'm going to shoot him in the face as I cup my hand over his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to roll a lot of dice for that against not a lot of dice.
Yeah. You also might blow up the entire casino.
Most of these people are douchebags.
Including yourself!
I don't think I'm going to die.
I'm excited. No, yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. You think I'm not excited. I'm excited.
You're excited.
Malcolm, you're going to go for that?
So with a thermal dead man's trigger...
He's already had a character die, so he's going to get
I know.
He's going to kill his whole table.
Yeah, name a ship after me.
The Malcolm Logan.
Malcolm Logan.
Poor decision.
The Gary Soldati water.
Sex dungeon.
Okay. Malcolm, if you want to go for it, you can. It will catch everyone else in the blast radius.
Yeah, so he would know what the blast radius is. Would that be the whole casino?
It would be like a quarter of the casino would be caught.
And the people inside.
I have complete faith in your skills. You won't fail us.
He's kind of backing away slowly.
So we would have
right up against the railing. Going.
So if you rush him and I rush his hand.
I don't have my weapon. I would be grapple.
Right.
Grapple only, yeah.
Okay, so he backs up basically and just goes. It sounds like you guys are thinking about it. You can see you're
thinking
about
it. We're looking at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, durk, durk, don't try anything. I'm backing. And then all of a sudden from down below there comes a loud like gunshot rings out. Bam!
Blue velvet with my gun.
Down below you can see Adara Organa on the stage. Her smoking... Fiver, slug thrower, still in her hands. Everyone's going and looking at her, and then you guys hear a thump, thump, as the Rodian's severed hand falls to the ground and like rolls forward, still holding the like blinking detonator.
Nice.
Which rolls out onto the ground, out of the hand.
Now you can shoot him with it.
The Rodian leaps over the balcony
with
the briefcase, leaving his hand behind. And you hear people down below go, chaos erupts everywhere. The Rodian's hand falls to the ground and starts, like, the thermodetonator, like, rolls out of it. And you can see lights, like, are, like, blinking on it, going, like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. So let's get initiative checks. At the end of the initiative check, the thermodetonator will go off. So everyone make a vigilance check. No purple opposed by it.
Oh, jeez. I got a lot of advantage, but no initiative.
So the Wookiee is braced, ready for it.
Ooh. Triumph.
Oh, dang.
Three successes.
And one advantage, yeah.
And one advantage.
One success, one advantage.
Okay, so Malcolm, you go first, followed by Dam, followed by Gippy Bindu, followed by Lorik. At the end of the initiative order, the thing is going to go off. Right now, it's just rolling around, kind of like free on the floor, like a... Everyone's jumping up and like running around. Lucky Day 2 is going, oh, my. Sorry. Okay, Malcolm.
Would I be able to throw murder bag on top of it from here?
The Jawa?
Like, no.
The big guy.
Yeah.
The big guy would put up a bit of a fight, you feel like. He was pretty strong. So
if he's looking that way, could I just... That would be tough to aim a human body.
Also, so this is... If it was like a frag grenade or concussion grenade, it might do something. But the thermal detonator is just going to vaporize him.
And everything around it still. Does the lift...
Yeah.
Look sturdy, right?
Yes.
It looked really...
Yeah, it was... Yeah, it's a solid lift, thick metal plating.
This guy.
Could I plan C it to this guy? Stuff it in his pants and have someone open the door and throw him in the lift?
plan see it to which guy? The big guy?
To Shithelm.
Gun?
Yeah, gun. Stuff it down his pants, kick him in. It's a, that's a lot. Okay, so what I'm going to do...
The doors are closed
so
anyway.
Right. You're so obsessed with clothes. You got a fucking sticker. Hockey shirt in someone.
That was a different guy.
I know.
R.I.P. Someone get the lift doors. I'm going to say that and delay till someone opens the lift door, and then I'm going to grab the thing and throw it in.
Okay, so you pick it up off the ground. So, Malcolm, you basically pick it up and go, someone do something!
Yeah. You're trying to throw it into the elevator shaft, the turbo. You're trying to throw it in the elevator?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Dam goes, I got you, Haas. He goes to the elevator. And he's gonna use his mechanics to open up the elevator shaft.
Give me a mechanics check.
Great.
And you can do it faster, right? Because you're in the system.
Yeah, he can get in.
Great call.
Can I use a light side point as well?
Yes, absolutely. Great. I was gonna give you 2 purple and a black.
Okay. Come on, baby.
These yellow
dice.
Success.
Two successes.
Two successes and no threat or no threat or advantage. Great. So yeah, you get over to it. Just it's super simple mechanic stuff. Yeah, just grab the thing and the door's just no elevator in the lift. Perfect. Just empty tube thing. Okay.
Wait, does that trigger my action now?
Which was to do what with it?
To throw it.
You just did delay, so you could jump in whenever you need to.
Yeah. So I'd like to, and then just toss it.
Okay. So you're at medium range from it. That's going to be 3 purple. With a light ranged attack. I am going to dark side point that to make that 2 purple and a red.
So I'm going to light side.
Okay, light side it back, turn one of those greens into a yellow. Add a setback die too, because you're trying to throw it into a fairly. You're trying to throw it through a doorway. It's just.
Okay. Seems fair.
It's only one door that opens, it's not a double door. It's like a single door.
So it's not that fancy.
Despair!
Couldn't walk it over.
It's a fail. Yeah, that is brutal.
Oh boy.
So what are we looking at?
That's the best possible.
Like you have some advantage, but that is the worst. Yeah.
It just rolls on the table and Kippy's like, oh, fruit.
Yeah. Okay, so you rolled a despair.
Yep.
A failure, and
3 advantage.
Okay, so I reckon you hold back, football player style. The door's open. Damn, you're right by it.
Oh,
you
man.
Chuck it, and you just overextend or you throw too late, and it hits the side of the elevator and bounces back. 3 advantage, plus right into Gippy's hands, who's standing there, and it's going, like the little lights on it are going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like they're ticking right down.
This reminds me of a story.
And then you're cut to the outside of the casino, and then you see this little fucking lizard guy going with one hand.
I have no useful abilities at this point.
All heads have turned towards you.
Leadership. I could give a rousing speech about thermal detonators.
Oh my god.
How far away is he from...
How far
I
away
mean,
is
you
he
are,
from you?
You are slow, aren't you? You wouldn't be able to walk to the elevator.
No.
To get up out of your chair.
My range light dice pool is 2 green.
You could make it another roll on it, but I think I'd throw an additional setback die because you guys are frazzled
I would
now.
Have 2 greens and a yellow on a ranged light.
Is it possible that I could use my cool to just calmly stand up and hand it to Lorik to throw?
Yes, that's possible, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Although, what would failure be on the outcome of said roll?
I think you would panic. What's the opposite of cool? You would
I guess.
You would...
I think at that point...
You'd be sweating so much that it just would... You double-handed and it would just slip out of your grip or whatever and, like, probably fall on the ground and roll around.
That or I just wouldn't notice it. Okay.
You would hand her the wrong thing.
Yeah. Here you are. Oh...
My poker chips.
All right, so that's 4. What's the difficulty for this cool
check? To just
check?
Stand up and hand it to her? Yeah, with like
a live thermal detonator that is seconds away from exploding?
Maybe assist me in my throw.
Sounds like 2 purple, but also 2 setback.
All right, I
I've
hope
got
I
got so many dark side points.
If I get go for
I
it.
I gotta
buddy.
Upgrade one of those to a red.
This is a short podcast.
Party killer.
Red coming up with just a threat. That's not bad.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Holy schmollies.
Yeah, so I 6 successes.
So you successfully handed it to me.
Okay.
Now, I would imagine that that is an extraordinary amount of success.
That is.
Can I give any kind of... Can I give a boost die, perhaps?
I think... I would say that's essentially a triumph at 6 successes. So I would say 2 boost die.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa. So like, okay. Not only do you... You stand up with, like, an angelic grace. Like, it comes back to you, all hands, eyes on you.
And I'm now calm because Gippy's just knows what he's doing.
You just simply, like, it rolls in front of you and you just, with, like, a very calm hand, you just pick it up. And you stand up very calmly.
You take care of this, Slowick.
And you just say some, like, 2 or 3 calming words to her as you hand it to her. And just say, like, I've always believed in you. Or something like that. Like, you know, like...
It's your Simon Birch moment. Like, this is what you were born for.
Yeah.
Was that a Prayer of Owen Meany reference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good reference on that. I hope that was on the mic.
John Irving?
John Irving's a
Jesus,
prayer
Jesus, we're getting real fucking literary in this podcast.
I love it.
Go. You take care of this, will you?
All right, so
if I take a strain,
it goes okay, so you've got like the moment, like the detonator is just activated and it's got that like split second before the explosives go off.
So I'm imagining while it was being tossed around, I'm like, just turn it off. Could I maybe use a strain to have during that, you know, imagining going like lore mechanics kind of a check to be like, can you turn off the dead thing?
There must be a way to disarm it. You're basically trying to put the pin back in the grenade.
My role would be, I imagine, mechanics.
I would take mechanics.
And what kind of difficulty would it just be to turn something off?
Oh, probably just 2 purple. Sure, and I'm gotta upgrade that mechanics check with one of my dark side points.
I will upgrade one of my greens to a yellow, flipping that right back.
Flipping it right back.
Remember, you were valedictorian in your high school, and at graduation, instead of going to graduation, your uncle asked you to defuse a thermal detonator, and you missed graduation because you couldn't say no to your uncle. So remember that. So this would make it worth it.
Yes.
So thermal detonator, just
just.
All you have to do is figure out which of like the 6 buttons you push, you toggle to turn it off, and you're good. Okay. Roll that die, roll up.
Oh, man.
Despair, triumph. Never tell me the odds.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
So that is literally all of my positive dice are blank.
Oh, my God.
I rolled a failure and 2 despair.
Oh, no.
2 threat.
Two threats. Pardon me. 2 threat and a failure. Could I take strain just to throw it?
Yes. Okay. I will take strain just to throw it.
Could I roll an Ewok telepath?
You're just thinking next character.
Yeah.
An Ewok telepath would be amazing. So yeah, that is incredible. So the green, your green die, your yellow die, and your 2 boost die are all blank.
All completely
blank.
That's
amazing. Okay.
Holy shit.
So I'm going to say you can take strain to throw it. Normally it would just be 2 strain. Since you did fail and you have 2 threat, I'm going to upgrade that to 4 strain.
Okay. I will throw this detonator and pass out. From strain.
But you have to roll something, right?
Yes.
Ranged light.
Okay, so ranged
light. No boost
light.
Dice on this one because that was expended on your roll.
Yes, it was.
Are you going to try and throw it into are you going to try and throw it into the turbo
the elevator?
Lift?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That is 3.
That is a wash. That is some advantage. That is essentially a failure and 4 advantage. 3 advantage.
Does that buy us one more turn?
I failed with 3 advantage.
Don't pull punches with us, David.
I think you throw it, but it doesn't get far enough away from you guys. So you're going to take some damage, but not full damage. I think you've got cover on it, right?
Yeah, there's guards in front of us.
Yeah, I think basically it goes off. It's going to catch
shields.
You. Like, you didn't get it out of range, so it's definitely going to hit you.
No one dies behind Gippy. It's just a natural instinct.
So a thermal detonator does so much damage. Oh, my God. They cost so much money, too.
I hope it hurts you there, David.
So we'll say you chuck it, and it goes off, like, partway in the air as you get it away from you.
Like, it was clearly not going to go through the doors I missed, but it also just goes off before.
Does it just incinerate the Rodian?
He jumped over the ledge.
Oh, okay.
After his hand
he's in a better position than us.
Yeah, he's definitely in a better position. By the way, as you're about to chuck it, I forgot to say that Lucky Day Tool goes, the odds of successfully disarming a
Plymouth bomber. Never tell me the odds.
Great. And then we'll cut back to, I told you that you couldn't do that. Incinerated. Who do you think you are, Han Solo? Okay, so this would normally do 15 points of damage and ignore all soak. I believe that kills everyone here. So let's say...
No, actually, I would survive. You said 15?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Wookiee lives. see your new characters next week.
Was it when your wounds hit zero, you die?
No, take a critical hit. So I roll on this wound chart, and then kind of the severity of the attack determines how high up the wound chart is. So it's possible to die, but we'll say, so that goes off. So you chuck it. There's like a blinding light. Like you throw it, and it's like almost to the doors, and then it's... Now I will say, so since there's like Gamorrean guards and people, kind of poor people, gambling tables and things like that, like your
What's going on over there? Holy...
Your advantage is like, your advantage is like enough to be like, to give everyone like a... Get down! And you're behind the tables, so I will apply your soak to this. But you guys who are all in the blast range, take 15 damage, and you can subtract your soak from it.
Wow.
That still puts me at zero wounds.
Great.
I'll carry you to safety.
What are the odds of me rolling 8 twice in a row?
One in 100.
Never tell me the odds, David.
Ah!
Just keep coming.
You're lucky you're not crippled.
Well, however would I roleplay that?
Anyway, you wished, yeah, you already came up with a crippled version of your character. Okay, you're compromised. Essentially, just the you can't get entirely behind one of the tables, I guess. You're like, oh, get down! And it lowers your height by about 3 or 4 inches, I guess, when you're laying flat on the ground, maybe. You're just caught partially in this blast as it comes washing over you. You pass out from the pain, so you're down, basically unconscious. Does anyone else go to zero?
I have 3 wounds left.
3 wounds left, Wookiee?
7.
7 wounds. Oh, Wookiees are tough.
Dam has 2 wounds left.
Okay, not bad.
So
okay.
I carry you all out. They're going...
There's just chunks of the chandelier are gone. There's smoke all through the room. Chunks of rubble are falling down. A huge portion of the kind of second floor you guys are on is just gone. Just like cleanly sliced away. There are people rolling around on the grounds below going... and like terribly injured. You guys see Adara is like prone on the edge of the her stage below, but she like starts to stir, you know, covered in soot. She like gets up and turns her head around and like shakes off and looks at you guys and then like, you know, looks towards the door and goes, he's getting away. And you guys can see that the Rodian like is like clutching his like stump. He's got like the his case, looks back at you guys and then out through the door.
Oh, is Dagon dead?
You don't see him around.
Well, I see a bit of them here and a bit of them there.
I'm starting to piece together, like, people always, like, roleplay to, like, have, like, these, generally, like have power fantasies or escape fantasies or some, I realize, like, all my characters are just, like, some horrible expression of my id, like, writ large. Mm-hmm. Like, they're always, like, just the base, horrible people.
Mm-hmm. Or... Those are the fun characteristics to explore.
Gippy's one of my favorites of all time. He's never, you never know what's going to happen, and he always comes out of it. It's amazing. And I'm like, oh, he's going to approach it this way. Nope.
Okay, so I just put down a map of the Ord Mantell city streets. Basically, Adara Solo goes, he's getting away! And like points, and you see the Rodian clutch his stump, rush outside with the briefcase. You guys are still stranded on the upper floor. Safe to say you're going after him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Can we roll him down the stairs?
Say so. Those of you who are still able-bodied can go after him. Gippy, we will say you're down for the time being, so I'm not sure you're going to be able to pursue him immediately out the door, but we will catch back up with you in a second.
That's fair enough.
The rest of you guys, leaving Gippy, going after him, what are you doing?
Just so focused. Like, the reason we're all on the ground and the reason everyone's on the ground is that little shit bag.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run down, I'm going to yell, nice shot, and then I'm going to run out the door.
Okay, sounds good.
And throw me your gun. Because we don't have time to stop and get the weapons, probably.
Okay, you rush out the door. Who else is going with him?
Dam rushes out the door and is looking for any sort of vehicle. I speeder bikes? If speeder bikes are nearby?
There are. And we'll just check. Lorik, are you with them as well?
I want to grab my vibro axe.
Oh, at the door. That's right. The
second... Can we take multiple cars if we're stealing them?
The second you poke your head out the door, there's a blaster bolt shot. Just not right on target, but right next to your head. And you can see Glizzo, that same guy missing his hand, is jumping onto the back of a waiting speeder bike. There's another, looks like kind of bulkier Rodian on it. And it's like this, just a full-on speeder bike. Just hops on it and then goes... And then like they just...
Off. Who shot at me?
The one-handed Rodian.
So he's holding the thing and shooting at me?
So you probably see him like shove the case up to like the driver who like takes it and like puts it like under his feet in a little storage
size
place
saddle, yeah.
Yeah, and he jumps on and does only have one hand. That's probably not gonna he missed pretty badly. And then they're off like that, and just you see him like peel out and like down and like around a corner outside where there's like the valets are still like there's people just streaming out of the door like the second after you get out. Malcolm, the second after you get out, people are streaming out. Like running away, the valets are going like, "What? What's going on?" But yeah, there's all sorts of like, there's like half a dozen speeder bikes, and then some like larger land speeders and things like that on the side, all looking pretty swoopy, pretty
fast. Is there one speeder bike where there's a person on it? Because what I would like to do is pull a move from Back to the Future, and get on a speeder bike and have the like essentially be like the kid being like, "What the heck?" And it's like his scooter. I'm gonna like take a part out of the speeder bike that like actually makes it heavier, so I can actually go faster with it.
Yeah.
And be like, "Hey, you're gonna tell your friends all about this," and then I'm gonna speed off with it.
Take like the limiter, like the speed limiter, like out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be like, all right. Yes. Okay. There's totally like Yeah. Just the valet's bringing like the pitchback like speeder bike up. Like he was obviously getting it before the explosion went off.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this your bike, sir?
The valet shows up and everyone's on the ground and he's like, "What did I miss?"
Yeah. Is this a flash mob? What's going on?
Yes, it is. It's a video for
Fat Boy Slim.
Fat Boy Slim, that guy from the late 90s. Never mind that. Hey,
Fat Boy Slime,
you're
maybe
gonna tell your friends about this later.
Okay, great. So give me a mechanics check, I think, to see how effective that is.
Can I just recap for the listeners? I rolled my personal dice and I got 3 successes and I made the like
a little dance. Yeah,
I did a little dance of success. Yeah. And then
reached for a drink
and then the GM was like, "Oh yeah, you got to roll two purple dice
just standard
as well."
Difficulty on that.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got.
Ah! I got a
3 failure.
So it's just a failure.
You just pull it out and just an ejection seat. You just ejects the valet like across the way. And it's just like he's just impaled and just like, "Thanks for the bike."
Oh man.
Yeah, he's just like,
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, survived the grenade to be impaled because of us mechanics. He pulled the wrong lever.
This is too dark.
I think
that's my sense of humor. I'm sorry.
I think it's you reach in because this is your mechanics check to make it work. So I think you like you reach it. It's going like and then you like pull the thing out and it just goes.
Just you're not going to tell your friends about that.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell anyone.
It'll still work
again
at normal speed, but it's just like louder now. But it's not going to be like way faster. It's just like
that
vibrating all violently.
That's what I meant to do. Don't worry about it.
Is there in my
like the pudgy Twi'lek who was back there is still like crouched down holding his like head tails over his head. Yeah, all the weapons are actually back there and he doesn't seem like he's in any
position. Is there a nicer vibrax than the one I have?
No.
I mean
there's like
so
a vibro
I like my
sword.
Vibrax.
You know, but that's all right.
I grab my axe.
There's some heavy weaponry. There's some like heavy blast rifles.
Just a little scene setting, like the entire club like just smells like a delicious fish fry right now. Just delicious.
Oh, yeah, you've turned bright red.
Yeah.
You're shed lobster. Like the skin has been burned and needs to be like exposed and like peel off so that you have
is that
your,
what's gonna happen
your
or you're,
fresh
you're
flesh.
Everyone's like, "Oh, rest in peace," and then you're like your shell crack open and you'll come out like fresh with like fresh skin on, you're like, "Oh,"
in the middle of the dance
bring
floor.
Me my champagne.
untouched. There's dead bodies around it, but it's pristine.
Oh, so terrible. All right.
Do I successfully grab my Vibro-X from
Yeah, so you come up, or the Twi'lek who's there is still, like, crouched behind it, holding his head.
I delicately place the number in front of him.
Say there's like a blaster carbine in there. That's pretty heavy weaponry. But blaster carbine does 10 points of damage.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, that's great. And medium range. Okay, great. So you've got that.
And I assume I'm successfully on a bike that was also at the Bat Valet.
You can grab one as well. And Malcolm, okay. You're grabbing a bike?
Yeah. Man, a vibro sword. No, I'm focused. Yeah, I'm going to grab a bike. Okay. I was going to jump on with him. I'm like, he's got the right idea. And then I see... I'm like, no, I'll get my own.
You've had some poor rolls today, unfortunately.
Oh, we've all had some horrible poor rolls.
I've been loving it. Okay, so Malcolm, you each have your own speeder bike. So the guy's already peeled out, tearing off down the street. Thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in again next week for the next episode. Until then, may the Force be with you.